Ever since Russia invaded Ukraine, the two countries have battled to control the skies. That fight involves missiles, drones, and a range of air defense systems, although it only rarely involves pilots. NPR's Greg Myrie reports on this change in warfare.
This is the recurring sound of the air war. Ukrainian air defense systems on the ground fired incoming Russian drones. These battles play out daily. Russia unleashes its drones and missiles. Ukraine often shoots them down and fires back with its own weapons. This air war is also unprecedented because it rarely involves pilots on either side. This goes very much against the traditional perception of air combat. Kelly Grieco is with the Stimson Center.
It is funny to think that Top Gun Maverick is Oscar-nominated this year. And here we are watching an air war happening, and it looks very different from anything that we see in Top Gun.
Grieco closely tracks the air war in Ukraine.
There are aircraft that are still flying at times, but we're talking very small number of sorties compared to past wars.
When Russia invaded last February, its air campaign initially looked to be straight from the standard playbook. Russia sent waves of pilots and advanced fighter jets. The nearly universal assumption was Russia's powerful air force would quickly overwhelm Ukraine's much smaller force and establish air superiority. But Ukraine made the most of its limited air defenses, shooting down dozens of Russian fighter jets and helicopters in the first few months of the war. Since then, Russia, to the surprise of many, has largely stopped sending piloted aircraft into Ukraine's airspace.
We stared at that for the entire first 3 months of the war, going, why aren't they applying the basic tenets of air doctrine?
Retired U.S. Air Force officer Pete Gersten knows these tenets well. He flew combat missions as an F-16 pilot early in his career and later commanded U.S. drone operations. He says it's still not entirely clear why the Russian Air Force has fared so poorly, but he stresses that Russia still has well over 1,000 advanced fighter jets with well-trained pilots that are not being sent into the skies over Ukraine.
Russian pilots are some of the best pilots in the world. Let's not make that mistake. And they're also some of the most disciplined pilots in the world.
For now, Russia has chosen to keep these pilots and their planes on the sidelines because they've been so vulnerable. It's relying on missiles and drones, which are much cheaper and easier to replace. Again, Kelly Grieco.
That's what the Russians have learned, is that this is a war where it's much more sustainable to be able to use unmanned assets, whether those unmanned assets are drones or missiles.
This is also forcing Ukraine to make a tough choice. Ukraine is firing its scarce and expensive air defense missiles to take down Russian drones. Russia gets these drones from Iran, perhaps for as little as $20,000. If Ukraine runs out of these missiles, that could clear the way for Russian pilots and fighter jets to return to Ukraine with a greatly reduced threat of being shot down. Drones, meanwhile, are playing a growing role in non-combat operations on the Ukrainian side. Consider the Canadian company Dragonfly. It's been making drones for civilian use for more than two decades. CEO Cameron Chell says it never did business in a war zone until last year.
We were contacted by an American NGO that couldn't get their ambulances into besieged cities and asked if we could use our drones, which can carry sensitive pharmaceuticals, insulins, and things like that. And then it's just expanded exponentially.
Around 50 Dragonfly drones now operate in Ukraine. They conduct search and rescue operations. They detect landmines from the air. They deliver blood and other critical supplies to frontline areas. Chell says this war is demonstrating how a smaller country can use civilian drones creatively and effectively when facing an enemy with a larger, more powerful traditional air force.
We see budgets and thinking from all the defense forces around the world now shifting rapidly into the adoption and use of drones in this area. And again, not just for war fighting, but actually for logistics and for medical and for humanitarian.
Still, Ukraine says it wants more fighter jets. Specifically, it wants the American F-16, which can require years of pilot training. But Ukraine's defense minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, told NPR he doesn't think that's an obstacle.
When I ask about F-16, I never heard about it's a problem with the spare parts or supplying chains, etc., etc. The answer was normally, oh, Alexei, you know, it's a very long period of training courses for your pilots.
But President Biden has been clear. The U.S. is sending air defenses, but not fighter jets, which would put more pilots in the sky. Greg Myrie, NPR News.